So when this trip came up, it was something that we needed to be a part of.
One, two.
Welcome to our Give, Send, Go podcast, the Shine Brightly podcast, where we spotlight campaigns that are taking place on Give, Send, Go, where people are raising money to do really cool things all around the world. Today, I'm really excited to be speaking with Angel, who started a campaign on Give, Send, Go. Angel, welcome to the spotlight. Can you tell us a little bit about your campaign, who you are, and how you made it to Give, Send, Go?
Hi. Well, first off, thank you for inviting me on this. The campaign is to be able to send the Mendez boys, myself and my son, to go on a trip at the end of his eighth grade year, which is next year, to see Washington, D.C., New York, and Boston. And he got this opportunity through his school. And so we decided that we needed to go. As a veteran of the Marine Corps, I really wanted to see D.C., something that has always been a bucket list of mine. And recently, my son said the same thing. He wanted to go see that as well. So when this trip came up, it was something that we needed to be a part of. So then we decided to try some fundraising opportunities. And we were looking around and saw this. And what really got me excited about it, was the little bottom of the campaign. It says, send a prayer. And I thought that was really, really cool. Especially in a time where those with Christian values are being attacked all over the place. And it's something that we need to bring back, and we need to stand our ground on, is having our Christian values and always praying to God whenever we can.
That's awesome. Well, we're happy you found Give, Send, Go. We've been around for about 8 years, and you know, we're looking to shine brightly in the world and tell people, listen, whatever God puts in front of you, use us to fundraise. And then also to share hope in the world, because money, we all know, doesn't solve all those other issues that people have. And so that's really why we started Give, Send, Go. So I'm glad you found us. So an eighth grade trip, that's going to be pretty, you're on the other side of the country. So I am on the East Coast, but you're on the other side. This is a big trip.
Yeah, it's a very big trip. I think we've only gone one time where we've had to change time zones, and that was a trip to Hawaii with the family, but he was only 4 or 5. So he doesn't remember much of it. He remembers the pictures, but yeah, this is something that's really going to expand our worldviews, kind of, even though it's the same country, but it's a whole different state, and it's going to be fun. He's really excited for this, and so am I, be able to go with him and to experience this with him.
Yeah, what a great idea, like a great opportunity for dad and son to go on this trip. What do you have things that you're going to be doing? Is it just total sightseeing, like going to see, you know, New York, Boston, seeing all the history and the sights?
Yeah, we're going to see some sights there. It's a guided tour with the school, so they already have the itinerary planned out. So a lot of different museums. When we go to New York, we're going to see the 9/11 Museum and go watch a Broadway play. Boston, same thing. So there's already an itinerary set. We haven't gotten that itinerary yet, but we're just thrilled that we have this opportunity.
Enjoy the fine things in life, but remember, expensive isn't always better, especially when fundraising for the causes you care about. Introducing Give, Send, Go, the cheapest crowdfunding platform on the market. With our 0% platform fee and cheaper processing rates than our competitors, you can do more with the money you raise. Start your campaign now at www.givesendgo.com, the cheaper way to make an impact.
So if people want to help you go on this trip, they can visit your campaign, which is givesendgo.com. It will be across the bottom. Then it's a G9YUA. But to make it easy, in the description of this video will be a link, and you can go. And ways that you can help Angel and his son go on this trip is by giving to help with the financial costs, by sharing the campaign or sharing this video that you're watching, or by praying for them that God will provide the money, because that's the God we serve, that if he wants us to do something and it's his plan, we know that he will. What's your son? How many kids in his class are going? He must be pretty excited, although, you know, a year out probably seems pretty far away for him.
Yeah, it is pretty far away for him. We don't have a complete roster. I know you said there's like 3 or 4 of his best friends that are going, so he's really excited for that. But yeah, a year out. So at first, when he got the invitation to go, he was really pumped up, and so was I. And so now it's just kind of like, oh yeah, now it's a year away. Now I gotta wait. So it's
And that's
really
a
testing
hard
his
age,
patience.
7th grade, have to wait for that. But so DC, I don't actually live too far from DC. There's great museums there. I grew up outside of Boston, and so I'm an East Coast girl. So these are all places I'm familiar with. You're gonna have so much fun. Is there anything, that people who are watching this can be praying for you and your son, besides the obvious of raising funds? Is there anything else that you would like? You have a whole audience watching right now. Is there anything, that you would say, hey, if you think about us, here's something you can be praying for?
So besides the money portion of this trip, also praying for the other schoolmates that could be going and helping them with their issues if they have any, but also praying for I guess personally some peace. Recently, his mom and I were divorced, and you can tell, everybody told me that, kids are resilient in all of this. And he really is, but there are some days where he has some bad days. Sometimes he's had some, really good days, and we just keep trucking along. So pray that hopefully we can move past this and know that his mom and I love him, and we'll do whatever we can for him. And she's also participating in this as well to help raise funds to get him to DC. So we're that we continue to be a team and to continue to be the parents that he needs, even though we are not together. So those prayers are helping as well. It's been a few years, but it's getting better.
Yeah, and we definitely will be praying for you guys because that is always just hard. There, it's hard and probably get a little confusing for him, and it's one of those situations, right? And but all you can do as a dad and mom are obviously speak kindly of each other in front of him, and then also just keep pointing him to the one who will never leave or forsake him, right? There is somebody that says, because this won't be the hardest thing he probably goes through in life. We all know life can be hard, but there is one that says he will never leave us or forsake us. And if you keep pointing your son to Jesus, he'll turn out all right. He'll turn out all right. And he'll have some great memories of traveling the country with his dad, which is awesome. If you blow by your goal, you have a pretty hefty goal because to travel, flights and all of the itinerary of those three places, very expensive places to go and visit, is and your goal is 6,500. Is there, if you raise over that, let's say someone comes on and they're like, you know what, I just want to cover this, and you see some people jumping in, is there anything that you would do with any extra money there?
I mean, I'm sure many people are having problems, and as parents, all we try to do is give our kids an opportunity to do things. And sometimes life happens where things need to get priority switch from doing something fun to taking care of loved ones. So if we completely blow by our goal, we're hoping that we can contact the teacher and anybody who else is having some financial issues, or saying that, hey, my kid can't go now because we have this coming up, that we are able to help them. Because like you said, it's still a year out, and so there's lots of things that can change in people's lives, and we want to make sure that if they haven't done any fundraising themselves, that we can help them out, and we'll just do that anonymously through the teacher. Whoever needs it, she just kind of helps direct the funds and do it that way.
Which is awesome, teaching your son generosity, teaching him to give, those are all very important things. And so if more money comes in than what you need, that it will just be going to the other families and students that might also need some help to go on this trip. That's awesome. GiveSendGo.com, you want to go to the link below, click on it, give, pray, share this campaign, let people know about this trip. And the cool thing about crowdfunding is that it doesn't take one person coming and giving $6,000. It can take a bunch of people giving $10, right? Like everybody just chip in a little bit, and we can make your son's dream come true to travel with his best four of his best friends across the country with his dad and experience some really cool things that will be, I think, I have a son, I have a couple sons, and that time with dad those memories will be priceless in the long run.
Be a hero in your own story. You don't need a cape or fame to make a difference. Use GiveSendGo to start a fundraising campaign to share hope and change the world. Visit www.givesendgo.com to start your crowdfunding adventure now.
So I know you said you were looking around for a crowdfunding site or somewhere to fundraise. Have you heard of GiveSendGo before? Did you just do a Google search? I'm always curious on how people heard about it.
Well, there's a couple of things. Behind you, there's a sign. Candace Owens was one of the people that I follow. And I saw, you know, I remember her talking about it after other crowdfunding sites were deplatforming them and other people associated with her. And so I went back online and started looking up some other crowdfunding that were alternatives to some of the bigger popular ones. And this was the one that I came across, and I was like, this sounds familiar. And then I looked into it, and then I saw some other campaigns. And then again, at the bottom, send your prayer. Then I was like, that's it. That I have to do that one.
And you know, so, if you haven't already, we actually have a whole team of prayer partners that call every campaign and pray with them. So if you haven't already, you will receive a phone call from somebody who says, hey, I'm your prayer partner. I see your campaign. I've read your campaign. Can I pray with you over your campaign and anything else going on in your life? Can I pray with you right now? And we, our whole goal here is to share hope with people when they come on GiveSendGo. And so if you don't answer because you're like, I don't know this number, if it doesn't come up as GiveSendGo, they'll leave you a voicemail. And they'll pray for you over voicemail. And so it's really one of the ways that we say we share hope with people while they're fundraising. Not everybody's fundraising for a fun event like you. A lot of people, it's sad situations, you know, hard situations. And so to get someone calling them to let them know they're not alone, we're hearing story after story of people going, I can't believe a crowdfunding platform would care enough to call me about my situation. And so it's really something that's important to us. I'm so glad you found us. We have had a lot of campaigns and publicity over the last couple of years for some of our stands for freedom, because we believe freedom, both spiritually and physically, came at a high price. And on GiveSendGo, we say we're not necessarily censor-free. We don't have any political bias. We're not going to take down some campaigns based on a political bias. And that's what we're seeing across the other platforms. Hey, if you don't like what you believe, we are on the opposite side of the aisle, we're going to take you down. And on GiveSendGo, we say, even if we disagree with them, we're going to allow you to raise funds. Because guess what? I love living in America. I feel blessed to live in America. And I want to keep America the home of the free and the land of the brave, or the land of the free and the home of the brave. If I said it wrong, however I said it, but either one, I want to keep that. And we're doing our part. So thank you for coming on and telling us a little bit about your trip. Any last minute words before we sign off?
No, just want to thank you for giving me this opportunity, and thank you for creating this platform. This is an amazing alternative to some of the bigger ones. And like you said, to keep things free and for people to not have any fear of being voiceless because of different views, no matter what. And that you're also promoting God and his works and everything. And it's wonderful. And I can't wait for the phone call. I didn't even know about the prayer phone call. So I can't wait for that. That's going to be so fun and so awesome to hear.
Yeah. Well, thank you again. You know, this is why GiveSendGo exists. And we now say we're not just the alternative. We're going to be the replacement. That's what we say all the time. We're going to replace these other big tech companies that have gotten confused about what their role is. And we are stepping in. We're now in 86 countries around the world, way more than our competitor. Beautiful. Our processing rates are cheaper than our competitors. So even if you don't like us, but you just need money, it's better to use us. You'll get more of the money you raise. And so that's my little plug here for GiveSendGo. Thank you again for coming on to our spotlight. And I can't wait to hear, I know it's a whole year away, but I can't wait to hear how your trip goes. If anything over the year after the trip happens, please write into our customer service and just say, hey, I was on the spotlight of last year, and this is how my trip went. Here's some pictures. We'd love to hear and follow up on how this went for you. Thank you again so much for using GiveSendGo. And continue.
Thank you very much.
Brightly.
Thank you. Thank you.